Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
Welcome everybody to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. You are enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Praise the Lord. How's everybody doing for this October 2nd, 2022?
Doing great, Six. How you doing?
I am doing great, Wolfgang. Doing great, doing great. 1 p.m. Yes, so we
Good
are ready.
Good morning, big bro.
Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Could I do something, Six? I don't know if you'll allow me to do it.
Listen. What is it?
To give a happy birthday out to my son who turned 29 today.
Absolutely. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Go right ahead.
Donnie, happy birthday. Mommy loves you.
Happy birthday, buddy, from the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right. Well, we're going to get things started. Once again, you're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show here. Want to say hello to our surrounding city and states, our faraway countries. Yeah, we have all of America and 60-plus countries. That's definitely a blessing. And I want to thank the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network because it's not just me, it's we. Not just me, but we. So I appreciate each and every one of you. There's going to be some changes on the Six Eyes Radio Network coming soon. So just stay tuned for that. So we're going to have an opening prayer, and then we're going to proceed with our NPR news so we'll know what's going on with the world. But before we do the opening prayer, we always start on the Six Eyes Radio Network with our mental. So how is your mental doing? My mental, I'm going to say, it's doing good. It's doing good. Lord saw fit to wake me up this morning and make the woke list when he breathed breath into my lungs. So thank you, Lord, for that. I want to say heavenly hello to my father, sister, mother, brother, father. Happy heavenly birthday to you all, because every day is your birthday, like you told us down here on earth. So once again, good afternoon to mama, daddy, sister, brother. Love and miss y'all. Amen.
Well, Six, just to let you know, mine is doing great. Because got the results of that stress test, they found that I got to move on to the next step, which is a catheterization, but at least it looks like it's something they might be able to fix. You see what I'm saying? So I'm doing great.
All right. Well, God is good, brother. And from the Six Eyes Radio Network, no more sledgehammering. If we have to get you a can crusher, that's what we will do. I mean, Ruthie, already know you're strong, so you don't have to prove your strength. You're not Thor. You're Wolfgang, not Thor.
And I don't want him to have any more axes. He can't cut down the trees, but I will still keep chopping. He don't need to do the trees either. And my mental is a 10, and I'm happy.
Well, I'm glad. Now, when your woman is willing to do the chopping for you, you just sit back and relax and make sure you have dinner ready for her when she gets back in that house. Make sure whatever she wants, a steak dinner, lobster dinner, chicken, whatever she wants, make sure you have that there for her, and, of course, her coffee, because she loves coffee. All right. This is the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Once again, phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Let's have that open in prayer, and then we're going to proceed with our NPR news. Once again, hello to our surrounding city and states, faraway countries. Our listeners on the line, new and old, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, speaking of coffee, I'll take a nice cup, Ruth, while I'm doing the opening prayer. So here we go. Lord Jesus, we thank you for another day. In you we have another way. And Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for all the many blessings you bestowed upon us, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we ask you right now to take the wheel of this here program, Lord Jesus, as you've done in days and weeks past, Lord Jesus. We ask you to just take the wheel and help that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, nor that your word said, Lord Jesus. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us, Lord Jesus, so we could rejoice with them in our newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, Lord Jesus, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, those dealing with COVID-19, Lord Jesus, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, first off for the family and friends who's lost someone due to COVID-19. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those going through COVID-19 as we speak, Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord Jesus, right now to raise them up a battle, the bed of affliction, as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for the many wicked situations that we read about in the newspaper, here on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, to help us to learn to love our neighbors as ourselves. In this way, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. And everybody said amen and amen.
Amen. All right, and here's our news from NPR.
Trying to recover the mast from the boat's wreckage, which she intends to repurpose as a flagpole to honor her mother. For NPR News, I'm Jack Prater in Fort Myers.
President Biden says he's committed to Florida's recovery.
The Biden administration is working closely with the CBC members to do whatever it takes, to help search and rescue, recovery, and rebuilding. It's going to take a long time, so we cannot tire.
He spoke last night to the Congressional Black Caucus. The president goes to Florida Wednesday to view hurricane damage. He's to visit Puerto Rico tomorrow, which had been hit by Hurricane Fiona last month. Ukraine says its soldiers have taken complete control of a key city in part of the country that Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed to have annexed on Friday. NPR's Jason Bobian reports the seizure of Liman is a significant victory for Ukraine.
Ukrainian soldiers encircled thousands of Russian troops in Liman on Saturday. President Vladimir Zelensky says in a video message that the Russian forces now have been cleared from the crucial railway hub.
Liman зачищено повністю.
Russian-aligned forces have been using Liman to resupply their troops in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Ukrainians hope to capitalize on the disruption of those supply lines to take back even more territory in the area that remains under Russian control. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mykolaiv, Ukraine.
Polls have opened in Brazil for one of the most critical and highly polarized elections in the South American nation. Voters will decide whether to keep their far-right president or, like many neighbors in Latin America, take a big shift to the left. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Voters seem poised to bring back former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, an elderly leftist whose policies in the early 2000s lifted tens of millions of Brazilians out of poverty. But da Silva was also embroiled in a wide-ranging corruption scandal and jailed for nearly 2 years. His conviction was later annulled. In polls, however, da Silva is very close to passing the 50% mark and winning the race outright today. If not, a runoff will be held October 30th.
NPR's Carrie Kahn. This is NPR News.
All right, that's our NPR News, and now we know what's going on in the world. Are you ready to boogie for Jesus?
Let's dance.
All right. I ain't going to be doing no dancing because, you know, I'm the worst dancer on the line, but I will be sitting back drinking coffee. Amen.
Come on, we want to see you dance with that coffee cup there, Six.
Amen. Amen. Come on, Six Eyes Gospel. Amen.
Oh, Bye. When our faith is tested in your heart.
You're enjoying the Six Eyes Gospel Show on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Have our pastor showed up yet? Is he in the building?
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Amazing.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up. For God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes.
Thank you.
But we also haven't done our scripture reading.
Well, let's get that done.
Okay, here we go.
This is Psalm 91, verses 1 through 10. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. This was Psalm 91, verses 1 through 10.
All right. Thank you for that, Ruthie.
And we do have Pastor Bonnet just showed up. Welcome, Pastor Bonnet.
All right.
Amen. God bless all of you. Can we play Anthem?
Yes, we can.
There's about three different artists that does it, so. Either one would be fine. That's not it. That's not it.
Is this the song?
No, sir.
Okay, who is it made by? Because it said Ambi something.
Anthem.
That's what I said. But who's the artist?
Anthem. I'm going to see. It is by... You can do either William Murphy or Todd Delaney. Either or. Todd Delaney would be fine.
And you're pronouncing that Anthem, right?
Yes. A-N-T-H. E-M.
We worship the Lord. I want us to worship God for just a moment. We talked about one sound. Everybody say one sound.
That's
one
sound. That's good.
There is a kingdom sound. There is a kingdom sound. Everybody say that. There is a kingdom sound.
There's a kingdom sound.
Say it again. There is a kingdom sound.
There's a kingdom sound.
And I want you to understand this, that there is always a sound that precedes a move of God. Everybody say that. There's always a sound that precedes the move of God. Whenever you will find deliverance, wherever you will find healing, wherever you find a move of God, it is always associated with a sound. I want us to take just maybe 30 seconds, and we're gonna sing this song. We're gonna raise it as an offering to the Lord. But I want us to take about maybe just 30 seconds, if you will. Brother, I just want you to minister on that guitar. I want you to raise your hands in his presence and let's just worship God all over this room. Come on, everybody, let's worship God all over this room.
Sing.
for just a moment. I just want you to minister. The Bible calls it a Zamar praise. That praise upon the string instruments is that Zamar praise. Glory to God. The Bible says that Saul called for David to offer a Zamar praise. When he was troubled with the Spirit, there are some of you who are troubled in your spirit. But as we worship God in this fashion, God is going to set you free in your spirit.
Cannot hold him down.
He is
Christ, is the risen King.
Where is he, church?
He's seated in majesty, the right hand side of the Father.
Somebody declare you are.
You are the risen
King. Somebody declare death. Death cannot hold you.
We have the word of God. Hallelujah. We see this in majesty. Hallelujah. Missionary Ken, God bless you for that selection. It is called the anthem. Amen. The United States have an anthem. Other countries
amen.
Have.
Amen.
Anthem.
Amen. Amen. Once again, I introduce to you our very own pastor, Kenneth Bonnet. Welcome, sir.
Thank you so very much once again. That is called the anthem, and that was by William Murphy.
I like that.
And later on, we may play the one by Todd Delaney. But it is simply our anthem, something that we take pride in. A lot of the sports sing the American anthem here in America. At the beginning of the game, in pride and recognition of this great nation. And we as believers should be able to take pride and recognition in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this song was called the anthem. Amen. And once again, time permitting, I will play later the version by Todd Delaney. That was William Murphy, a wonderful praise leader, a wonderful pastor and bishop in his own right. Amen. And we have enjoyed that each month that I come. All year long, I've been giving you a monthly emphasis. And this month, our emphasis will be answering the call of God for ministry. Answering the call of God for ministry. Now, before you get scared, this does not mean being a preacher, but it do mean doing whatever it is that God have assigned for you to do in your life. Let's turn in our Bibles together today. Two passages of scripture I would like to give you to read. One coming out of the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 5. That is the fifth verse, chapter 1 of the book of Jeremiah. And the word of the Lord reads, I'll back up and read 4 as well. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, that means God will send his word to you so that there is clarity on what he is saying for you. He says to Jeremiah, verse 5, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. That means there was a purpose and a plan for your life at the very moment of conception. There was a plan that God had for you. No matter who you are, there's a plan that God has for your individual life. He said, so before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. That means he set aside something for you. He made something specific for you. God sanctified you even before you broke through the birth canal. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Now that's what he said to Jeremiah, to be a prophet unto the nation. But you don't know your personal individual call until you hear from the Lord. Throughout this month, we're going to be dealing with answering the call. Either next week or the week after, we'll be dealing with, but what if you didn't grow up in a church? What if you didn't grow up around Christianity? How then will you know the voice of God? We're going to deal with that and share that. But on today, we're going to jump into a story that's familiar to many people regardless of their religious background. And it is one of Moses. So we're going to the book of Exodus. So turn with me to Exodus chapter 3. And we'll do a little reading here. And as you turn to Exodus chapter 3, and we're going to start with verse 1, I want just to fill in for those that may not know the background concerning Moses. Now, Moses was born in a time where there was a prophecy concerning a deliverer coming to a nation. The ruler at that time, Pharaoh, being fearful of a new king rising or a new leader rising, had set out a decree to kill all of the young males being born of the Hebrew women. So there was much pain throughout the nation. This happened after a period of time, after Joseph, who had delivered Egypt and all the lands around them during a time of hard famine. He had delivered them because he had a strategy on how to preserve and keep food. And he had enough wisdom in him on negotiation, on trade. And because of his plan, the nation of Egypt was in a time of great famine that lasted over 7 years. And during that time, he was able to bring his family, his father's sons, into that nation where they were set up and began to grow and prosper. And after a period of time, the name of Joseph died out in the mouth of the people. And the favor that Joseph's name gave to the Hebrew people in the eyes of the Egyptians began to change. And so now, instead of being welcome citizen or welcome neighbors, they began to be treated as citizens of servitude. That means they became a second-class citizen. They were there to do the bidding of the natives of that land. And over a course of time, pain became unbearable till they began to cry out to God to deliver them from that land. And over a course of 400 years, they stayed in that land in bondage. And so when it came to be known of the prophecy concerning a birth, that's when Pharaoh made his decree and began to kill all the young males of the Hebrew below a certain age. But when Moses was born, his mother noticed that he was a goodly child. The Bible gives that description, and it probably means that he didn't do a lot of crime. He was probably very alert and very attentive, and she hid him as long as she could. And stepping into faith, because it surely had to be faith, she made a basket and she filled the weave basket with enough mud and pitch so it wouldn't sink. And she put the child in the basket and she literally surrendered her child over to the hand of God. A sister from afar watched as Pharaoh's daughter saw it and had him pulled out of the river. Upon looking upon him, she instantly fell in love with this child. And she drawed him out, and she was the one that gave him the name Moses, which means to be drawn out. Because she had drawn him from the Nile. And growing up, Moses grew up in the house of Egypt, of Pharaoh. So he didn't grow up with his Hebrew brethren. He grew up apart from them privilege to education and so on. At some point or another, Moses had in his mind that it was his job to deliver the people out of bondage, the Hebrew people. And one day he, in his flesh, to do just that. He saw an Egyptian mistreating one of them. And he killed the Egyptian to save them. On the next day, he saw two of the Hebrew brethren at odds, fighting amongst one another. And when he went to break it up, they began to say to him, "Who put you over us? What you going to do? Are you going to kill us like you killed the Egyptian on yesterday?" And knowing that this was a known thing, he got fearful because now he knew he was guilty of murder. So he fled for his life. This happened to him at the age of 40. He left his country. And what seemingly he left destiny because he thought it had to be done a certain way. But what I want to encourage someone in this story today is you may have messed up in the beginning, but it's not too late for you to turn and see what God is saying today. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 said, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert. And he came to the mountain of God, even to Haran. And the angel of the Lord," capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, that's the all-sufficient one, "appeared unto him in a flame of fire in the midst of a burning bush." And you heard in that song that William Murphy says, before there's a move of God, there's a sound that precedes it. There's something that takes place. And if you ever heard fire burning, there's a crackling, there's a sound that's attached to it. And so this is how Moses knew that the bush was truly burning. There was a sound to it, but there was no smoke. Fire, there was an appearance of the fire burning the bush. But as we read here, fire out of the midst of the bush. "And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed." Now I'm from the old school church where every now and then the preacher would do a sermon, as he called, read along. That means they would preach the sermon as they read for a moment. And let me pull out some things that you may not have seen that may be relative in your life today. Could it be that in the midst of all the hell that you have gone through, it didn't consume you? Other people have gone through some of the trials that you've gone through and lost their mind. There's other people that have gone and got addicted to drugs and alcohol and sex and pornography and all these things of evil, and yet you've gone through the same similar circumstances that they have gone, being rejected, being lied on, being mistreated, being overlooked for this or that. But it did not consume you. did not take you out. It did not end your existence. It did not hinder you for believing that God is able. You may have been on fire, but you didn't get burned. Yes, that means you may have gone through wondering and praying and pleading God for the next meal and how to pay the bills next time and borrowing this and trying to take this. You may have been going from one circumstance to another circumstance, but yet it did not consume you. Beloved, I tell you today that perhaps these things happen in a way of positioning you to fulfill the call of God for your life. Some of the things that you've gone through have prepared you and conditioned you on truly how to pray and truly how to trust God. I want to point out this point of time and emphasis here that Moses had married and working for his father-in-law, who was a priest of Midian, to relearn God. So for 40 years he's in another land, learning God in another way, hearing another teaching concerning God. Didn't grow up like he did in the house of Pharaoh. He's now being reconditioned. And so at this moment, when he sees this miraculous sign, he doesn't ignore it. The Bible says that in verse 3, and Moses said, I will now. In other words, you may have heard God call for your life and ignored it in the past. You may have gone to this school and this theology seminar, or you've been part of that church or part of this ministry and that ministry, but yet you did not turn. Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, it is possible to go to church and still not turn toward God. Oh, yeah. It's part of it's possible to do something out of tradition and still not be connected the way God intends for the connection to be. You ever had a phone call that the connection wasn't good and you can hear the person, but it was all statically? There was a connection, but the connection wasn't solid. Yes, you may have had a connection with God, but there was some uncertainty. There was some unclarity moment. And here, in this moment of a miracle, of a miraculous time, Moses recognized that this is a different moment. The Bible tells us to recognize our time of visitation. It tells us to be careful because some have entertained angels unaware. You don't know when God is ready to speak to you until you learn how to listen for the voice of God. He's already said in Revelation, if we will draw nigh, which means close to him, he'll draw close to us. Before all of that, he said, I stand at the door of your heart, knocking. If you hear my voice and open up your heart, he said, I'll come in. And here it is, Moses said, I will now turn aside and to see this great sight. Why the bush is not burned. There's some things going on in our world that God has allowed you to see and is ready to give you an understanding concerning it. Last month we talked about being too busy that we miss what God is really doing or what God is willing to show. And the, one of the process is keeping us so busy, the process of the enemy, is to keep us so busy till we don't recognize our moments of opportunity, that we don't recognize when it's time for us to move from this season to the next, where we miss our individual calling from the Lord. But now that Moses has been slowed down from the fast life of the Egyptian way, he's on the backside taking care of sheep and taking care of flocks, cattle, and animals. He's in a tending mode. He's in a mode where he just can't talk. He got to have hands on. And in having hands on, he got to be realizing that the flock that he is taking care of don't have what we have, common sense, that they may go this way when he's trying to lead them that way. So he had to learn how to be very attentive to the things that he was doing. And so God was training him and positioning him for his calling. And so we got to realize that the call of God may happen at any given moment. And if we are to answer the call of God, we have to realize that God has already conditioned us to answer. Before Moses was the deliverer of a people, he had to already learn how to take care of a flock. Because the Bible says that he had a million people. Million men. Not counting all the women and children and the livestock that they had. So this man had a whole nation to lead. But it started with him taking care of a few flocks on the backside of the desert. That's why Scripture encourages us to despise not the days of small beginning. You may only have one or two customers right now as you're trying to build your profession and your business. I can remember when I was doing my lawn service that it was a side job to my main job, and I only had about three customers. Those three became five. Those five became eight. Those eight became 10, 12, and then 15. Then before I knew it, I had 30 customers. But I could not take away from the days that I had me and two others. Couldn't take away from the time where I had to learn how to do what it is that I'm doing. And neither can you. You can't take away from your, you can't overlook the days where you had to struggle to make a passing grade, where you had to have sleepless nights as you studied your craft and put in the time to do what it is you're trying to do right now. You do not know the moment of your increase until it increases. To the Bible. We're in Exodus chapter 3. We're at verse 3. And Moses said, I will now turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. Verse 4. And when the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, saw, that's the all-sufficient one, and when God saw, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see. We're oftentimes saying we're waiting on God. Now God waiting on us. It wasn't until Moses turned. That's why I love Chronicles, Second Chronicles. He said, if, conditional, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then. Well, we want the then, but we don't want to commit to our if process. It's conditioned on us. We want God to respond, but we don't want to respond. I said it before, God is not a genie. We can't just rub a lamp and say, I wish this and I wish that and I wish this, and all of a sudden magically it's going to appear. The Bible tells us that God made us and not we ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture. In other words, we are to follow him. Back to the text. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the burn of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. Very important statement here. The first Moses was to get his attention. The second calling was to affirm that he was talking to him. You know, somebody ever called your name and you turn around, you're like, who, me? And they say, yeah, you. And he repeated your name, firm to you that I ain't talking to the person next to you. I'm not talking to the person behind you. I'm talking to you. So God said, Moses, Moses. And his name means called out. So God called him out twice. Called out, drawed out. I'm drawing you out. As your name means, I'm drawing you out. Yeah, I know you was in Pharaoh's house for 40 years. I'm drawing you out. Yes, I know you've been with your father-in-law for another 40 years. I'm drawing you out. I'm pulling you out of your comfort zone. Why? Because it's time now for you to fulfill what I have for you in this world to do. Many times you have to understand that the call of God will seem impossible to the normal or to the natural because the things of God are spirit. And so you can't do it without God. Let's keep on reading and we'll see why. So he said, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here am I. We're going to talk about that in days to come. Here am I. Whenever God is calling you, the answer is yes, Lord, here am I. And whenever God is calling you to do anything, understand that God is a fair God and a just God. And he never tells you to do something that you cannot do. He only tells you to do the thing that he wants you to do in his strength. And so understand, if God said for you to do it, he has equipped you to do it. That's what it means to be anointed by God. The anointing of God is God's enabling ability to complete a task. Not just start. Because many of us start a whole lot of stuff. But what we need to do is finish. Verse 5 says, and he said, draw not nigh hither. And in other words, stop right there. Hold what you got. I know you want to run and be all you can be for the Lord, but I need you to do something. And a lot of us that are called to preach and that are called to do certain things, we got to understand that I can't just bring the corporate world over to God. Mm-hmm. I can't just bring my ghetto life over to God, my gangster life over to God, my hood life over to God. I can't just bring anything to God. No. This is what he told him. He said, draw not hither thou shoes. Shoes signify your living, your walk with in life. See, you may have carpenter shoes. You may have electrician shoes. You may have prostitution shoes. You may have had pimp shoes. You may have had all kinds of shoes. The gift and calling of God is without repentance, but you can't bring the sin and think you're going to fulfill the will of God. Because they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you have to take off these shoes of unrighteousness. See, the walk that Moses had been on two different fronts. And he said to him, put off thy shoes from off thy feet. Why? For the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. So when you begin to answer the call of God, you got to put off your backbiting. You got to put off your lying. You got to put off your unfaithfulness. And everything that is different from who God is, you have to take it off. Take it off. So he says to Moses, take off thy shoes from thy feet. Don't walk this way no more. Don't walk that way no more. Don't walk like that no more. The ground that you're standing is holy. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. It already been said he is the God of the living. So he was saying to Moses, although they have experienced a natural death, they are not dead. For they are merely asleep or waiting for the last day, waiting on the promise to come, waiting on the Son of Man to come. So he says to him, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Moses hid his face because he realized, oh, I ain't delusional. This is not some hallucination. Oh, this is a real intervention with God. For he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital B, says, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. Point number one, the call of God for your life. is not about you, but who God is sending you to. The call of God for your life is not about you. So you have no right to glope in it or to boast in it. It is about whom God is sending you to bless, whom God is sending you to deliver, whom God is sending you to bring aid and rescue to. You know, the dangerous thing, on a very dangerous job, but self-fulfilling and mostly appreciated by those who have been the recipient of it, is the job of a lifeguard. See someone out in the ocean about to drown at the beach or at the pool. The moment that they jump into the water, heading toward the person drowning, they are committed. They are committed even though there's a danger to them. Because they have to trust that when they arrive to the person won't fight them if they're trying to save them. Because can fight and be in such a panic mode that it can drown both of them in the attempt to rescue them. So it's a challenge to move from your docking station because you don't know what you're going to receive when you get there. But you do know when you get there and the person is compliant that you can save their life, bring them to a point where they are able to live again, get them back to the shoreline, get them to a position of safety. And many of us have that call in life to pull people out of darkness and to bring them into the light. The challenge is not to be pulled into darkness ourselves. Now, verse 7 says again, and the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. I know y'all say that preacher, every time he read the Lord, they're all capitalized, he says it. Absolutely. Because I don't want you to think there's some Lord like, you know, in other countries where there's a monarchy, members of society can have the title Lord. But this Lord is not a title. This is who he is, the all-sufficient one. And that's why I always say capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Because this ain't your average Lord. This the Lord of Lords. I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. And I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster. I want to point out to you again, he ain't just listening. Excuse me. God is not just listening to any cry. But this cry that got his attention was their cry was not because they didn't have something. Their cry was because of the cruelty of the taskmasters. Their cry was because of the true unfair treatment of those that had rule over them. Their cry wasn't because they couldn't wear designer jeans. Their cry wasn't because they couldn't drive a Mercedes Benz. But their cry was because of the cruelty, the unfair treatment that their taskmasters was delivering to them. he says. So they'll cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrow. They know their pain. Verse 8 says, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. God said, I come down. Yes, I've been seated in high places, but I'm coming down. I'm moving now to deliver them. I'm changing position now. I've tolerated enough. Now is the time for me to move. But God set a law that if anything that's to be done legally in the earth, it has to be done by a vessel in the earth. That means God just don't do just anything because he's God. He set the parameters. That's why we was taught, Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is also being done in heaven. We have to allow, we have to permit. Why? The will of God to be done. And when the will of God is to be done, it is done through a vessel. God moves through a human being, a man, a woman, a child. He chooses to work through us. He doesn't circumvent us. So a lot of times, our prayer, Lord, go by the hospital, go by the jail, and go by here, Lord. Go and all of that sound good and dandy. But God can't do none of that without a vessel. And if we're praying to escape doing it ourselves, then our prayers are not valid prayers. Because we are the ones that visit in the hospital. We are the one to visit in the prison. We are to go out into the highways and hedges. That's why the scripture says, pray unto the Lord of the harvest, for the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. See, if God you can do anything, then there will be no need for us to pray for laborers to work the vineyard. But because a part of God's plan is for each one to reach one, it's for me to be my brother's keeper. It's for my light to shine that other men will see my good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Then he must work through me. He must work through you. He must work through others. And he says, I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing of milk and honey. Growing up as a kid, when I heard milk and honey, I was like, God gonna give them some milk, and I'm thinking cow and honey. And when I understood bees gave honey, I'm thinking that's what it meant. But it means resources. A land that have resources to feed them. A land that have resources to sustain them. Not just of cattle, but land that can support their living. And so God wants to deliver you and place you where you're in a sustainable place. It is not God's will for us to remain in poverty. If you are part of poverty, it's not God's will for you to remain in poverty. Do God allow certain people to stay in poverty? Yes. Because everybody's mentality won't sustain them outside of poverty. Why you say that, preacher? Well, if the only time you pray now is when your bills are due, how many times you think you're going to pray when you don't have to pray about your bills no more? If you don't talk to God just to say, God, good morning, I love you, just want to say thank you for a brand new day full of brand new mercy, how often do you think you're really going to talk to God? It's the only time you talk to him is when trouble will arise. Many of us, we don't realize that the hardness is to develop us. And that's why when one of the statistics out there about many people that's playing the lottery, it's a large percentage of them, the majority of them that hit the lottery are broke 2 to 3 years after hitting the lottery because money wasn't their issue. Something else was. And when you don't understand that money is a tool to be used, and you just got love for money, then it's going to reveal something else in you about your character and your relationship with God. Let me keep on moving. This is not a counseling session. Preach the text, Bonnet. Thank you, sir. Unto a place where the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites. Verse 9, now therefore, behold, the city of the children of Israel is come unto me. Excuse me, I said city, the cry. Now, therefore, behold, the cry, to put my glasses back on, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptian oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh. Wait a minute, Lord. You just said that you came down. So all of y'all that thought I was off my marker when I said he's going to use a body. Verse 8 says, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand. But verse 10 says, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. God said, I've come to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptian, but I'm going to send you. And so when you are preparing to receive the call of God for your life, understand, number one, it ain't about you, even though he's using you. But it's for a greater charge, for a greater cause, that God chose you to be a vessel used by Peter in the New Testament. Peter, lovest thou me? And Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you, to feed my sheep. Peter, lovest thou me? Yeah, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my lamb. A third time, he said to Peter, Peter, lovest thou me more than thee? Peter being complex within himself, because now if God had to ask him a third time, he's wondering what else is there in him. And he said, yea, Lord, thou knowest. You know, Lord. You know that I love you. And here's the command. Feed my sheep. Sheep means that flock that is together. And many times they are matured to a state. Lambs are the young that's coming up in that flock. The new. And he continues to tell him, if you love me, not just as a friend, phileo, but as you love me, as you're supposed to love them. Do the work that I gave you to do. I'm coming to the end of my message. I say to someone today, God never acts. Can't do. But he does promise this, verse 12, and I want you to listen. In Matthew, we see he said, no, I'm with you always. But here in Exodus chapter 3, verse 12, he said, and he said, certainly, certainly, this is your assurance, and certainly, I will be with thee. The thing that God wants you to do, my brother, my sister, the thing that God needs you to do, he's saying to you, you're not doing it alone. He said, and certainly I will be with thee. I will be with you. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. That's why we know that when we get people saved, somebody, a witness to somebody, and they get saved, we're to send them to a place of worship so that they can grow and develop. Ye shall serve. God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God, not a God, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say unto me, here is his name. Before I even finish this particular text, what is his name? You can't go to somebody and say, the preacher sent me. And say, what preacher? And then you don't remember my name. Or you don't know my name. You can't say God sent you and you don't know God for yourself. You must know who you're working for. You must know. You don't go to a job and work it and not know who's going to pay you. So he says, and what is his name? It'd be a sad thing for you to go work for Pepsi and you go around drinking a Coca-Cola inside the building. You're about to be fired. And what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said to Moses, I am that I am. I am that I am. And he said, thus shall I say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. God, immortal name, and here is I am. I am. I am that I am. And we have to realize the God of the Bible is exactly who he say he is. He's no more, no less. I am who I say I am. And so we, and I can spend the next 30 minutes giving you all the breakdown on that heavy to get you to understand H-A-Y-A-H, to understand the origin of I am that I am. But since I speak English and you speak English, that's listening, hopefully, God is peace, so he can give me peace. God is love, so he can give me love. God is joy, so he can give me joy. God is free, so he can give me freedom. God is a way in the midst of no way, so he can make my way. He is who he is. And that's why if we read, especially the Old Testament, we see all the different names of God with the times that he's shown himself to be this or that as God unto the people. God is your peacemaker. Is your family broken and needed to be mended? Well, God is a mender of broken families. He's a mender of broken dreams. God is who he say he is. And it's up to you to believe him to be just that for you. So he said, I am has sent me unto you. God was sending you. And realize this, when you go before people, you're not going before people as yourself, but you are going before them as an ambassador for Christ. So you don't speak your opinion, you speak the word. In this world today, one of the favorite things that are being said is people said, share your truth. Well, my simple response to that is, but what if your truth is a lie? You should want the truth, and it's truth. It should not be predicated on you or me. It should be predicated on he who is truth and who do not change. Because you and I can be emotional driven. Today we can be up. Tomorrow we can be down. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you, brothers and sisters. I pray that what you heard today will encourage you to answer the call of God for your life, knowing that whatever God has put you through thus far, it is preparing you to do the work he has called you to do. I love you. God bless you. God keep you. May he smile upon you. Look forward to seeing you on Motivational Monday with yours truly. That's tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. And I surrender the mic back over to Missionary Ken or Brother Six.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Bonnie, for that beautiful message here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, Six Eyes Gospel Show. Every Sunday, 12 Central, 1 Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, where you get your praise on without leaving the house, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Praise the Lord on this October 2nd, 2022. Now, the takeaway I got from your whole message out of everything, if you're not attentive, if you're not paying attention, it's not going to matter. You're not going to make it. So that's the takeaway I got from you have to be attentive.
Wow.
Attention.
Wow. Man, that's all right.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I like that. I need to write that down. That might be one of my point of view.
Yeah. I'm a student, sir. I'm a student.
Amen. I like that. Amen. Anybody else, since our brother Smith has started that, anybody else
got to
take away?
I got something to say. I do got something to say. The thing that I took away from it is the only way is God way. There's no other way. When you're trapped in a hole, you only can find one way, and that's God. That's it.
Amen.
There's no other solution around that at all.
Amen. That sounds like Brother ATL. Happy belated birthday, my brother. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I like that. It is God's way. Amen. Amen. You may go your way, and we're going to talk about that, choosing to go your way instead of God's way. We're going to talk about that probably next week when we deal with Brother Jonah. Amen. Man. We'll get into that, the danger of doing it your way. Amen. Amen. Wow. Anyone else? Thank you very much.
I got one for you.
Paperwork. Hey, there, Missionary Ken. God bless you. What you got?
Okay. You mentioned 2 Chronicles 7:14. Well, I'd like to give the listeners the flip side of the coin of that verse, okay?
That is,
if my people, which are called by my name, shall not humble themselves, shall not pray, and shall not seek my face, then will I not hear from heaven and will not forgive their sin and will not heal their land.
That is the applied. If you don't do what he say, then you can't have what he say. Ain't that what Trick said? Yeah. That's the overall consensus. Even ATL, do it his way. Wow. I like it. Amen. Anyone else? The men have spoken up on this first
Sunday.
Well,
where the women at? Ladies first?
Yeah.
Where y'all at?
They didn't get the
coffee.
Y'all had an hour and a half to drink coffee. I don't want to hear that. Where are the women at?
They go.
I'm right
Emily.
Here, Sid.
All right. Save the women.
God bless you, Sister Emily. Our prayers are still with you in this season.
You know what? Pastor
Bonnie. That we're still praying for you in the passing of Brother Bonnie.
Pastor Bonnie. Pastor Bonnie.
Yes.
He's still with us.
He was talking to your Ken, one of the others. Pastor Bonnie.
Yes, ma'am.
What happened was there was a man in the ICU. His last name was Runyon. Okay.
Not
exactly, sir. And that nurse is off on a month suspension with no pay. We're calling the wrong patient, not paying attention to what she was doing.
Wow. So my prayers was heard. I ain't gonna go into that right now. I'm gonna leave that alone right now. Okay.
Just as you and our listeners to be keeping my mom in prayer. She hasn't been feeling good for over a week.
Okay.
We're praying for speedy recovery for her, whatever she's going through. We ask that the Lord take it away. And he's a healer, and we just want to pray for mankind, meaning my family, your family, my friends, your friends. That covers everybody. That covers Florida. That covers us all.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But we
and
have time to state it.
All I got to say, when that happened, I was so mad.
Okay. We talk about motivation on Monday.
May I?
Amen. Yeah, we'll talk about that then. Amen. Anybody else got to take away from today's message? Amen. Thank you very much.
I have
and it's good to hear your voice out, Sister Emily.
Go ahead. That's ATL again, I think.
Go right here, sir. Because today I'm kind of listening to the show, and I had a bad night last night trying to do some things that I kind of fucked up. I mean, not messed up in the wrong way, and I want to apologize to Six Eyes, but I also have a lot of other things that's going on in my life personal that I have no control over, and they're blaming me. I'm late to work today because I got real upset. They're blaming me for a day I'm off on for things to go wrong, and now I'm going to be disciplined about it. But the day that they actually have me gunning off the clock, so I'm actually going in late to be disciplined. This is just what I think God puts me through, tests me on my way, tests me to try to see which direction I'm going in and how I am. So I'm going to put my guard and my armor and shield on and have a song in my heart to see what I'm not going to say, to be the righteous man and hold God forward, because that's the only way I can make my way to anything that I put in myself at this time. So I just wanted to say that as my testimony on today, and that's one reason why I'm listening today. I listened to the whole show. I even heard the testimony about money. And yeah, right, you can have much money and still got a lot of essential problems. And I think sometimes that is the case that happens all the time for all of us. And I'm listening to a lot of people call me up for the last couple of days, needing money, money, money. And it seems like that's what all we need, but it's not. We need God guidance and which direction is and where our next blessing is to come to cover the things is. I just wanted to put that out there, and I really thank you, Pastor Bonet, for allowing me to come and listen to your show. Also, Six Sides, thank you for letting me be a part of the family and being able to get a chance to hear these kind of great things. And thank all you, Mr. Ken, all you folks on Six Sides Radio Network, the whole family, because things go through and you have to just hold your shield up. But like I said, I'm going here to be disciplined on something that I had nothing to do with. We're talking about it now, and I'm going to go in, like I said, with my shield, and I'm glad I listened to the Bonet show, passed the sermon, so I can go in with an armor shield to try to help defend myself or something that I was not arranged around.
Amen. Your apologies accepted.
Can I speak a word of wisdom? I feel it in my spirit just to say this to you. Sometimes we go through things that we don't understand. The Bible says, study to show thyself quiet. It said, a wise man listens first. And so I want to encourage you today that, yes, you can have up a shield, and that shield can guard you. But there's another scripture text that tells us to agree with our adversary quickly. Now, I don't have time to really pull that whole point out, so I pray that it ministers to your spirit as you go. But I'm hearing in my spirit for you, before you respond, after you speak, hello, how everybody doing? Say nothing until it's asked. And answer only the question. Don't pull nobody into your conversation. Only deal with the question. Don't deal with anything outside the question. Consider what I say and let God give you the understanding you need in this season, and you will prosper. Trust God and lean not to your own understanding, and acknowledge him and watch what he does. Now, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but while you was talking, that kept resounding, resounding, resounding in my spirit. So I'm giving you what I believe God gave me to give you. Now be at peace, because if you truly had nothing to do with it, it'll come out in the conversation, and you won't have to defend nothing. So listen, answer only the questions.
Yes, sir.
And learn and agree with your adversary quickly. Don't draw it out. Don't draw it out, even if it means a write-up. Don't draw it out. Let it move on. Show them another side. Because you got an armor. They do too. And I'm saying this not for you now. This is for somebody that's listening. When people know that you have a defense mechanism, they are already ready to fight you. And they're going to gather for the fight. But if you don't offer a fight, then what they do will be in vain. And they will expose itself. So again, consider what I say. And let God give the understanding needed for this circumstance. God bless him. And
that's a
peace.
Nugget right there. That's a
Amen.
Nugget. Hope everything works out for you, brother. And
oh,
your apology, your apology is accepted. Like I said earlier, so here we go with the Six Eyes Radio Network Gospel Show. We do have a new Facebook page. It is now the Six Eyes Radio Network page. I want all you beautiful people in America and surrounding cities and states to go follow that group. Radio is not free. It costs tons of money, a lot of money, to bring you great programming here 7 days a week here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. We as a people set out to bring you great programming, and we do. Thus far, if you are inclined, if anything we've done has helped you in your journey, you will give a donation. We have two options. We have the Cash App option, which would be $, S is in Sam, I is in Ice, X is in X-ray, E is in Edward, Y is in Yogurt, E is in Edward, S is in Sam, the number 2, the number 4, and no amount is too big or too small. Whatever God puts on your heart to give would be greatly appreciated. For you PayPal users, the email address you'll enter is S is in Sam, I is in Ice, X is in X-ray, E is in Edward, Y is in Yogurt, E is in Edward, S is in Sam, the number 6, at gmail.com. And again, no amount is too big or too small, whatever God puts on your heart, will be greatly appreciated to help us keep bringing you great programming. Also, you can like us on iHeartRadio, download the iHeartRadio app. In the search, type in Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O. Press subscribe. You have us on demand. Also, for you Apple users, same thing. In the search, type in Six Eyes Radio. Once again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O. Again, press subscribe. And again, you'll have us on demand. Now back to the Six Eyes Radio Network Gospel Show. Praise God.
Amen. Well, Brother Six, I'm finished.
All right.
Right now. It's done. It's
okay,
there.
Okay.
I let them know, that's just how quickly you can give.
Yeah.
It's done. Thank God for modern technology. You can mail it. You can wait for it. Snail mail, as Missionary Ken called it. Thank God for these new electronic devices where we can pay, receive, and do things online. I'll tell you, that's a blessing. I don't have to go and stand in the line to pay my light bill. I don't have to spend that extra time waiting in line.
Yeah. It is definitely a good thing, and, you know, especially in having a business, because I've seen this happen before. Like somebody, they'll do a job, or they'll paint a room or something, or even in your case, landscaping. And I thought the wife went to the bank. Man, let me run to the bank, and then you don't see them for the rest of the day, maybe the next day, and you got to chase them down. Nah, Cash App, brother. You know, it is no excuse. Or they can't say, oh, you know what? I got to the bank. Oh, my God, it closed. You know, no. No excuse. You know?
Yeah, I can even take a check and cash it right then on the spot. I don't have to take that to the bank. Online banking, you can receive
it.
I can deposit my check.
It's a beautiful thing.
But I don't take checks from young people. Because this generation, they don't know how to balance a checkbook.
and then some of these checks you
take checks from them.
Right. So we jumping each other today, it's all right. But some of these checks you write, these people write, you can bounce it and throw it through the hoop.
Got that much bounce on it. Wow. But, yeah, I thank God for just modern technology. And we have to used to say to my mom years ago, Mom, you got to learn how to use this stuff because they're not going backwards. They're only going to keep advancing. And I think, you know, a lot of times we miss out on certain things because we're not willing to learn more. That's why the Bible said, my people are destroyed from the lack of knowledge. And sometimes it's, you know, we really miss out because we don't get this. We won't pursue the information needed. And so we can't blame God for that. I tell people now, there's no reason why not to know the Bible. You can pick up any Android phone and go to the Google site and says and quote half a scripture and pull it up for you. You can go to Apple and do the same thing with Siri. I think you signed Space on ATL. You going in and out. Go ahead. Well, maybe not. I thought he was trying to say something. But anywho, anybody else got?
There we go.
Yeah, well, we do got the Bloodhound of Scripture yet to go.
All right, I'm back, everybody.
That sounds good. Come on with it. If it's okay,
yeah, I don't
six.
Yeah. Okay, what's that noise? What's that noise?
The Bloodhound.
Here we go with the Bloodhound for y'all.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him.
Ooh, we find out here that if you love God, you're born of him, and that's how you know that you're born of God is because you're begotten of him. Amen. We'll hear that verse one more time. Amen.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him.
And we find out here that if we're born of God, we also love others, too. That's how we know that we're born of God. And we'll hear that verse one more time for our listeners' sake.
Put yourself on me, please.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him.
Okay, anyone know where that's at?
Absolutely. I don't know, but somebody has a phone in America. If you guys can put yourself on mute real quick to see who can remedy that problem, we'll be greatly appreciated. It's not the Apple phone, I tell you that.
Well, it's between the front and back covers, and don't go to the maps, it's too far. But I'll tell you, that might be in the New Testament. I won't tell you no more.
Is that it's the first book of that guy that was stuck on the island called Patmos on his fifth chapter and his first verse.
Did you all hear that? Or is it just me? I mean, I do have the best ears on the line.
Yeah, you probably
What are you hearing, buddy? What does it sound like?
I
know I got a lot of static on my line today, there, Six, and I was on mute.
Whoever got the board, mute the mic right now so we can see what it says.
I got a theory. I'll go in there, but I got a theory. It's the weather
mute
going.
Mute the mic.
No, we got bad
windstorm
going. It's the weather, sweets, but I'll come up and see what it is.
I don't hear anything.
We got
today,
bad weather
static.
Here, sweetheart. We got bad weather. I've been out walking in it today. Actually, right now, it looks good. Unless you want to handle it, Tony, it looks okay to me.
Ruth, he asked you to mute the mics.
Oh, mute the mics. Okay. Well, we can do that.
All right, and while... All right, and now what we'll do the Bloodhound You Gotta Sniff Out by next Sunday, and here we go.
The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him.
Aren't you glad God is in his holy temple? And we'll hear that again one more time. Amen.
The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him.
And you also see here, the Bible says, let all the earth keep silence before him. Well, it takes us to be silent, to hear him when he speaks. Amen. And we'll hear that one more time for our listeners' sake.
Let the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him.
Missionary Ken.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, where are
you going? Just for clarity, that particular scripture starts with but.
That's not what it did.
Okay, I didn't hear but. I just heard the. So
yeah, the word but was there. She said but.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't hear it. I missed that part. That was on me. That's why
there's an idea you could do. They could also be still and know that he is God, or I am God.
Yeah.
And I like that one, too.
Yeah, she did read that, though. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him.
Amen.
Still and know he is God.
Yep, that's what she did say. So,
okay.
Well,
I got everybody back on except this mystery guest. I don't know who 216417 is. Everybody else is back on.
Okay. You know what? I don't know if somebody's trying to fly a kite or something, but we need to close in prayer, and we're going to get out of here. Thank all our listeners.
Look forward to seeing you all tomorrow night. Thank you, Brother Six, for allowing me to be your speaker for the Six Eyes Gospel Show. It is a privilege and an honor, and I pray that the people are blessed by the word of God. And I look forward to sharing on tomorrow night. Love you all.
Amen. Love you all. Thank you. God bless. Everybody get better phones for next week. Go Apple. You guys have Apple. Y'all wouldn't be having this problem. So we want to thank you all for joining us here on the Six Eyes Gospel Show. Once again, phone lines are open always 7 days a week. at the appropriate time. But the number for the 6 Live Radio Network is 424-243-9617. Please enjoy the rest of your afternoon. God bless.
Samsung all the way.
We love everybody.
Somebody must be on the Samsung right now.
Yeah, well, whoever's on the device you're talking on, 6, that device has a lot of breakup in it.
Well, that's not my phone, and this is what I asked everybody to keep the mic. I'm out of here. Y'all take care.